Tiergarten Worms is a nature and wildlife area located in the beautiful country of Germany. People from far and wide visit Tiergarten Worms to walk the trails and see the wild animals in the zoo. The zoo features monkeys, kangaroos, bears, wolves, and many more creatures so everyone can see their favorite animal. Gray wolves, which are also known as timber wolves, are the biggest canines. They are some of the most sociable carnivores and loyal to their families and parents. There are approximately 39 gray wolf subspecies that have been identified, such as the dingo and the domestic dog, though there is significant disagreement about some of the classifications. One visitor walking around the zoo at Tiergarten Worms brought their beloved border collie. In the beginning, border collies were trained to herd sheep. They are excellent at the job thanks to their physical prowess, mental acuity, and work ethic. In addition to herding, border collies frequently perform search and rescue operations. Clearly, this breed is just as smart and talented as a wild gray wolf. The border collie visiting the zoo couldn't have been more excited when coming face to face with their ancestors. The wolves approach the glass as the dog begins wagging its tail. It's no secret that dogs and wolves resemble each other very closely in terms of appearance and, occasionally, behavior. In actuality, their DNA is 98.8% identical. But just because two people look alike and have common ancestors doesn't mean they will behave similarly. An evolutionary wonder. It looks as if they're trying to telepathically communicate with each other. While the wolves are eyeing down this familiar relative, the pooch just appears as if it wants to play. Tail wags can be used to greet people and other canines, or to start playing. A comment on the video puts it into perspective for what it'd be like if humans experienced something similar. They say, quote, imagine seeing a eugenics evolution of 1,000 years of yourself and you'd be freaked out as well. Quote, we at A to Z animals can't even imagine how wild that would be. Thankfully, these canines are taking it well. Dogs and wolves may communicate with one another using comparable methods, although they rarely get along. Since the two species have been separated for a very long time and have quite distinct social structures, they usually avoid one another when they do come into contact. The ways they behave may have evolved from wolf behavior in the past, but their current motivations and styles of behavior differ. Therefore, in conclusion, wolves do behave like dogs, or is that the other way around? One thing is for sure, these canines at the zoo can't seem to get enough of each other. Up next, watch this badger family narrowly escaping hungry wolf at night. See British adventurer meet a wolf pack in the dead of winter. Collie versus border collie, what are 8 key differences? The best dog food for border collies for 2022, senior, puppy, adult.